All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Reverend Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your healing anointing. God, I love you today. Lord, I love you today. And I thank you because you're good and your mercy endure forever. Lord, let your glory be revealed. Let your glory be revealed in a great and a mighty way in the lives of your people. Lord, release your power, release your anointing for healing and sickness, Lord God, to drive out the spirit of infirmity and disease. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, O God, having his way and liberty in our lives. And Lord, let our hearts be open and yielded to the Holy Spirit of God, that the Holy Spirit can have his way. And Lord, we thank you. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. And Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, that's all I can say is thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. And Lord, I offer the sacrifice of praise and I praise you and I magnify your name, Lord. Lord, you're good and your mercy endure forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, I praise you. Lord, I magnify you. Lord, I thank you for the glory of the Lord falling. Lord, I thank you for the glory falling. Let the glory of the Lord fall. Let the glory of the Lord fall. Yes, yes. Lord, thank you. God, thank you for healing your people. Lord, I thank you for miracles of healing manifesting even right now. I thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of the healing, Lord. Thank you. Oh, God, you're good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for healing stomach ulcers. Lord, I thank you for stomach ulcers being healed in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for hernias being healed right now, gone in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you for healing throat cancer. Thank you for throat cancer being healed, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for deaf ears being open. Be open now in Yeshua's mighty name. And God, I thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for blessing your people that are financially in need. Lord, move on the hearts of these millionaires and billionaires to bless your people that they can proclaim the gospel. Purchase their homes, start their businesses, pay off their debt in Yeshua's mighty name. Father, I thank you for that. And Lord, I thank you for the blessing be upon this teaching today. And let the Lord be revealed in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the Word of God. Truly we serve a mighty God, and God is good, and His mercy endure forever. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something I say, pray, get on your knees, seek the face of the Lord, and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Yeshua's return is imminent. We got to press our way in into the kingdom of God and allow the Spirit of God to have liberty in our lives. Saints, there's so much work to be done. There are so many people's souls who are hanging in the balance. And Saints, we just want to get in a place to where we're yielded, surrendered, that God can use us for His glory and for His honor. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, God is looking for a people who are yielded and surrendered. God is looking for a people who will say, Lord, here am I, send me. God, here am I, send me. God is looking for a people who will be militant to proclaim the gospel truth. God is looking for a people who will be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God and allow Him to flow through them, to speak through them. God is looking to a people that will say, yes, Lord, I will go. Yes, Lord, I will serve you. Yes, Lord. He is looking for some people to say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. There are so many people, and some of you that are listening right now, you've been church hurt. And you've lost faith in the gospel message. You've lost faith in leadership because of the way that people have treated you and done you. But the Lord says, it's not about them, it's about Him. He says, you come to Him because it's about having fellowship with Him. I hear Him saying, He sent His Son to die for you on the cross at Calvary. Not for you to be restored back to fellowship with man, but to be restored back to fellowship with Him as your Heavenly Father. He says, let go of the hurt and the past pain and the past frustration and live for Him. Praise Him, worship Him, and glorify His name, because He is your God. He is your healer. He is your Redeemer. He is the Holy One of Israel, and He is the soon and coming King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, saints. Saints, you know, when I get in this vein, it's hard to step out. As you know, we were in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and we were talking about how the requirements to experience revival and restoration, and how God had told and He had spoken. He appeared to Solomon, and He gave some very solid instructions as well as warnings. Because we serve a God that will warn us in advance and let us know. He gives us an opportunity to choose His way and to do it His way. But because of the rebellious nature that resides in us as human beings, God already knows whether or not we're going to obey. God already knows whether or not we're going to submit and surrender. But He still gives us the opportunity and the privilege to do so. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, He told Solomon, and He said, and the Lord, in verse 12, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. And He said unto him, I have heard your prayer. And you've heard me say this. We serve a God who hears prayer, especially when it's an unselfish prayer. I want to encourage you, saints, to start praying for other folk. As the Holy Spirit leads you, and whoever He puts on your heart, begin to pray for them. If He moves on you to start praying for the sick children in the hospitals, start praying for them. If He moves on in the hearts of you to start praying for family members that you've not spoken to, start praying for them. The blessings will flow from the obedience from praying for other people. Job received double after he prayed for his friends. And friends who were not very nice. And I'm going to tell you, saying, it ain't easy. When you got to pray for folk that lied to you, betrayed you, did you wrong, and the Holy Spirit said, All of a sudden, you see their face, and the Holy Spirit say, pray for them. You'd be like, no, I ain't praying for them. Lord, not after what they did to me. Oh, God. Sometimes, saints, I'm telling you, when God, you know, God is good. Because when God is moving in your life, and he'll move on you to pray for somebody that you can't stand. I didn't say you didn't hate them. You just can't stand them. There's a difference between hating somebody and not standing somebody. But when he moves on you to pray for somebody who hurt you deeply, and you're able to do it, then you know you're free. Yeah. But if you can't pray for them, you got a stronghold. And you got to be able to pray for them and allow the Holy Spirit to pray through you. And he told Solomon, he says, if I shut up heaven that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. He says, now, these are the requirements to experience revival. How can we experience revival if this is not taught? If the mega pastors and teachers are not teaching these concepts, how can we experience revival in the body of Christ? You see, because when revival breaks out in the church, it spreads outside of the four walls. We are the church. Because the individual members of the congregations are experiencing revival. I'm sure Father God sits upon his throne, and maybe I'm not sure, but shakes his head because of what he sees. What is being preached and taught in the name of his son. And that there has been a failure in equipping the saints in the body of Christ to first and foremost is to be in a relationship with him and his son through the power of the Holy Spirit. We have grieved the Holy Spirit because, one, we have not cultivated a relationship with him. But we've not done it his way. I know that there's different anointings and gifts and all of those things. But the full counsel has to be preached. We have reached a junction. There's a place that we're living in right now in the United States of America. Where we see what is taking place, what has been taught in our schools and all the different stuff and the things that are anti-God, anti-Christ. And I say, where's the voice of the church? We are allowing the enemy and his kingdom and his minority agendas, which are basically anti-Christ, to be blasted to where it shapes how we do things at work and where we go, what we can say and what we can't say. And people are in bondage. People are drug addicts, alcoholics, gender identity issues. People just don't know. They're just living reckless lives. And the enemy is stealing their lives and their souls. We've lost our focus and our emphasis, seeking that which is lost. And you probably say, man, you sound a little somber because it just, you know, it's just starting to hit me that we have a mandate. We have work to do. We need revival.
We need to see the power of God manifested in our lives and in the lives of those that we come in contact with. Are people better off after they've been in your presence, after having an encounter with you? Are people better off? Are people contemplating, you know, maybe I need to try this Jesus out? You know, you don't have to beat him over the head. We're just called to be effective witnesses. Can I be an effective witness for Christ? Can I bring glory and honor to Christ by my work ethic, by how I conduct myself, how I care for others, how I have compassion on others, how I give to others? Can I reflect him? You see, part of the problem is if we don't believe that we need revival, then it's not going to happen. If we want to see lives change, we need the power of God. Much of the modern day preaching and teaching was based upon hype and the wisdom of man and not the power of God. Paul says, I don't trust in that. I trust in the power of God. You see, saints, it's the power of God that brings change. It's the power of God that brings healing. It's the power of God that brings deliverance, not the wisdom of man. When I was pastoring, somebody said, you know, if you would just kind of alter your message a little bit, you could have a huge church and a huge ministry. And I made God a vow that I would never prostitute my gift. And I would preach and teach what he tells me to preach and teach, which is his word. And a lot of people don't like that. But God spoke and he appeared to Solomon and he gave him. He says, now these are the requirements. If my people do these things, I'm going to heal their land. Our land needs to be healed. We are experiencing judgment, chastisement, and God hasn't even ramped it up yet. He made it plain right here when you're reading 2 Chronicles. He said, you know what? This is what's going to happen if you turn away. And as I've been reading and studying in my own daily devotions and reading, I'm in Isaiah studying, by the way, what got the children of Israel in trouble with God was they turned away and they fell into idol worship. And they start worshiping the idols and the lands and they start following and doing the rituals and the routines of the pagan culture that God says when you go in there, these are things you don't do. You don't embrace these things. You separate from these things to where now we're living in an age and time to where the United States of America, we have a minority and we have embraced things that are idols. And God says, when that happens, it creates a breach between me and you. And God says, whenever there's a breach between us, there's some things you need to do, and it's called repentance. And we have to get to the place, saints, where we repent and say, God, forgive us. God, forgive me. Forgive me for my prayerlessness. Forgive me for my rebellion. Forgive me for my acts of disobedience. Some of you, God has told you to do certain things and you've not done it. God says, humble yourself, pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways. He said, then I will forgive your sin and heal your land. 1 John, it talks about, he says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Are we perfect? No. Are we going to sin? Yes. Are we going to mess up? Yes. But God has made a provision in his word that even if we miss the mark, and this, you look at the word sin, it means to miss the mark. If we miss God's mark, God has made a provision for us to be forgiven, for us to be healed, for us to be restored. So saints, in this teaching that we've been dealing with here, God says, hey, look, this is what you need to do. And when God enters into a covenant with you, you see, God never breaks covenant with his people. The people break covenant with God. And if God is giving you a promise, and if God is giving you some conditions, if you break those conditions, then God is not obligated to fulfill his word and what he's giving to you. You see, man is the one that always breaks covenant. God made a covenant with him, and Solomon broke the covenant by marrying all of the strange wives. And God told him not to do that. You know, even in the Deuteronomy, he said that kings were not supposed to multiply wives. So all of the kings was breaking God's command or God's instruction. But and you, when you look and you study to Solomon, the man that God had given all of this wisdom and all of this wealth and everything, he had all of these wives, all of these women, and the scripture says that they turned his heart away from serving God. Why? Because he loved all of these women. He allowed the lust of his flesh to get in the way. And he loved all of these strange women, and he tried to please them because he wanted to. You see, that's how the enemy will set you up. Even in your prosperity, in your overflow, in your abundance, the enemy will always seek a way to trip you up. That's why the Bible tells us that we have to be vigilant. We have to be steadfast, because the enemy is always seeking whom he may devour. He's always looking for an opportunity to trip us up. Even when God has blessed you, even when God has spoken to you, the enemy is still trying to find a way. How can I trip them up? How can I cause a breach between them and God? You got to get to a place where you become protective of your relationship and your walk with God, to where you say, no, devil, you ain't going to trip me up today. Not today. And the one thing that I'm not going to do is become an idol worshiper. I'm not going to worship no man, no woman, no ministry, no job, no car, no house, no wealth, nothing. It's going to interfere with my relationship and my walk with you. As a matter of fact, God, I'm going to pursue and press after you harder and even more. And if the enemy comes for you, pray harder, worship harder, read more of the word of God. Say, okay, devil, you want to come at me? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to still press my way in. I'm going to continue to seek the kingdom of God. I'm going to still continue to share the word of God. I'm going to continue to stand in the gap and be an intercessor for God. You will not interrupt my flow of my relationship with God. And that's what he tried to do with Job. He came in and he afflicted him as much as he could. He had a limitation, but he tried to break fellowship with God. You see, the enemy's desire is to break your fellowship with God. And if he can break your fellowship with God and cause you to break covenant with God, then you will not be able to walk in the fulfillment and the abundance and the blessings that God has placed in your life. Saints, we got to recognize how the enemy works and how he comes. He's subtle. He's deceitful. But you know what? God has given us his Holy Spirit to give us discernment. And if we will learn to yield to the Holy Spirit of God and allow the Holy Spirit of God to speak to us and to flow through us, we'll be okay. Because God loved you enough to send his son to die for you on the cross of Calvary. You've been redeemed. The power of sin has been broken. Now you got to begin to live and to walk in it. And embrace who you are as a son and daughter of the Most High God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. If the Spirit of God moves you in a blessed ministry, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. And pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel. Know that I love you. And you're sure return is imminent. And saints, open up your heart to receive the word of the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit of God to lead and guide you and to show you the way that you need to walk. Expect God to move in your life. Remember, Yeshua is Lord. His return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.